Hello, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome to the 7-year celebration of the return of the Christed Matrix to Earth. The date is November 11th, 2018. That date may sound familiar to you all. So, welcome to everybody who wanted to share this celebration with us this evening. Tonight, we will start with a little bit of a background on why we are celebrating tonight. And then Jana Stewart will do a little toning exercise and then a meditation. After that, Master Kafumi will come forward and give us a message for this evening, and then Jana will close the session with Kafumi's prayer. So, to get started, our teachers of light have expressed to us the importance of this day. 7 years ago, on 11-11-11, the Christed Matrix was returned to Earth. This was an exciting as well as a momentous day in the history of Earth. The Christed Matrix was seated on Earth, but was not activated. Over the last 7 years, this beautiful matrix slowly began to activate because many humans began to awaken and become more conscious. Now, here are some brief points that we think would be helpful for you to understand. As you remember, Earth was created billions of years ago to be the most luminous physical planet in the entire Milky Way galaxy. It was created to be a Christed example to the rest of the galaxy, as well as for other galaxies that were in our proximity. Many planet star systems within a particular sector of the universe were having major issues at that time, and there was much warring, conflict, and destruction. Some planets were even destroyed while others could not sustain life. Earth was created by great creators who were under the direction of the source of all that is. They were given a specific blueprint and energetic matrix to follow. This matrix was perfect, and it expressed the most beautiful source light and love. Earth was created as a 12th dimensional physical Christed planet and transmitted the perfect energy to assist the other planets and star systems to return to their former state of consciousness. Of course, they eventually took notice of Earth's super light transmissions and took the hint and returned to a state of peace and harmony. Earth was such a beautiful planet of light that many beings who were part of the massive collective consciousness of Source wanted to come to Earth and experience for themselves as individual creators in form. They fully expressed themselves in the 12th dimensional Christed forms, but at the same time, they always knew that they were still one with the collective consciousness from which they originated. Now, this beautiful creative expression was known as the Golden Era, and it lasted for over a billion years as we express time. Now, as you may remember, many creators started to experiment to see if they could create more density to the form that they were using and still maintain a 12th dimensional state of being. Now, eventually, humans began to stray from the original blueprint. And, of course, Earth started to fall. When Earth gradually declined to below the 8th dimensional level, the Christed matrix could no longer exist in this dense environment and had to be removed. The Earth continued to decline until many of the valuable Earthkeeper crystals that had been created to store valuable information had to be sent to various locations around the Earth for safekeeping. It was a good move because the Great Cataclysm was happening at the same time that they were in transit. Earth then went through a long period of suspension with no activity. At the beginning of 2011, great beings of light, in complete unity with source energy, decided it was time to return the Christian matrix to Earth, even though it was still loosely held in the third/fourth dimensional frequency range. It was hoped that humans would awaken and begin to evolve into a fifth dimensional state. They hoped that the presence of the matrix would help humans not only step into fifth dimension, but that they would begin to activate the matrix. Fortunately, this experiment was successful because the Christed matrix was present within the Earth and within the hearts of all humans. In 2016, a nearby galaxy called Andromeda came to the aid of Earth. They had retrieved some of the light templates that were stored in the Earth Keeper crystals that were programmed in during the Golden Era. These crystals were being transported to far reaches of the Earth just prior to the final cataclysm. It was too late for many of them, and some were destroyed physically, but the beings of Andromeda were able to retrieve their Christed light templates. They kept them safe in their etheric realms for many millions of years until humans could be capable of retrieving and using them. Over the last 3 years, increments of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates were retrieved. These have significantly contributed to our ability to step into the consciousness of the fifth dimension on all levels of our being. So as you can see why today is such an important day to celebrate, we can now move forward with all of these new energetics and continue with our ascension process. Now, Janice Stewart will start our sacred celebration with some toning and a centering meditation. After she's done, then Joan will bring forth Master Kathumi. So, Jana, you're on. Here's Jana.
Thank you, John. Hi, everyone. It's wonderful to be here with all of you. And just to get ourselves really tuned in and attuned to what the wonderful, wonderful things that are about to come our way, we're going to look this time towards tuning those first four chakras, the base chakra, first, second, third, and fourth. And we'll do that this time with toning vowel sounds. You're welcome to join in with me. It's just going to be very simple. We'll do a few rounds of A, 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 O, A. Take a nice deep cleansing breath in. Feel those vibrations of the sound in your chakra system. Each of those first four chakras are vibrating with the sounds of those beautiful crystal vowel sounds. With a nice in-breath and an out-breath with an the sacred heart sound of Another breath in and exhale with And for our centering meditation, we're going to look at a beautiful, beautiful visionary symbol of an infinity loop. It's vibrant with the Christed golden light and the pink light of Source, that unconditional love of Source. So this Lemnis gate or infinity loop or figure eight, if you will, begins above our head with what's called our soul star. It loops into the soul star above the crown chakra and makes its curve through the body, joining in the center of that eight in the sacred heart, joining with the solar center, which is your solar plexus above your navel. And it loops down below your feet into your personal earth star. You don't need to really know exactly what all that means if you're not familiar with those terms, but just picture this beautiful, vibrant, radiant, golden pink infinity loop joining your soul star through your heart and your solar center, down below your feet, looping through your personal earth star, and feel the fluidity and the beauty that the light is bringing to your body and to your chakra system. Take another deep breath in and exhale with an ah. Notice your own infinity loop ablaze with the golden Christed light and the beautiful pink rose pink light of the love of Source. Feel that throughout your entire body and your chakra system, connecting to the heart of your very own self. And let's just picture for a moment all of our infinity loops joined together like a beautiful orchestrated concert. And just picture for a moment that our very Mother Earth has a soul star. And let's send our golden pink light and those beautiful vowel tones into Earth's soul star. And say our hellos and our appreciation to the elemental kingdom, the sylphs of air, the salamanders of fire, the undines of water, the gnomes of earth, and of course, all surrounded and impermeated with the fifth element of love. Another deep breath in and out. Now let's all take a beautiful final deep breath, centered, balanced, aligned and attuned, individually and collectively, and assist Joan in bringing forth Master Kutumi.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Master Kutumi. I come as the Kohan of the second ascension ray, which is an ascension ray of love and wisdom. I am very honored to be here with you this evening. To celebrate this auspicious occasion of the 7th anniversary of the bringing back of the Christed Matrix to beloved planet Earth. Much has transpired since November 11th, 2011, when that beautiful matrix was returned to Earth. Even though it wasn't fully activated, that blueprint was present within the heart of Gaia and within the heart of every human on planet Earth. It was left to human creators in bodies to begin to activate this matrix. This is your charge, beloved. This is why you are here at this time. Many of you know that you came here with a mission. And this is the mission. To activate that matrix so that Earth can again function as a planet of light, as a Christed planet, as it originally was created to be. This seeding of the Christed Matrix in 2011 was a very important seeding. It was decided from the realms of Source that this would be done at this time in order for two things to happen. First of all, so that in 2012, at the close of an era of the Mayan calendar and the beginning of a new era where humans and planet alike would be transformed back into their original state. They had to have that blueprint, that energetic matrix, in some way in order for the potential that was going to be available to humans and planet Earth for any escalation in the consciousness of the Earth or of humanity. And because many like you present here with me this evening took that challenge and you did your best to hold that light within your heart, within your sacred heart, for the past 7 years, so very gradually, an activation of that matrix was able to take place. It is not accomplished yet. There is still a ways to go. But many light workers, such as yourself, have made such vast inroads that in the last 3 years, there have been significant changes. And many individuals have entered into that fifth-dimensional realm of consciousness. This is very important to recognize because you, as individual creators in a body, are charged with making these changes within not only your consciousness, but within your body. This next sequence is not just about fifth dimension, dear ones. It's about fifth dimension, sixth dimension, and seventh dimensions, because these three dimensions work together. And in order to accomplish that, not only do you have to be able to engage your consciousness at a different level, you have to bring unity and love back into your body. You have to have respect and value for your body, because this is the vehicle from which you will make these vast transformations. You will alter the body and bring it into a more fifth-dimensional state, where not only is there more love that is present within your heart chakra, in your sacred heart, but it is present throughout the body, and there is a unified expression within that body, so the denseness of that body is transformed into a less dense vehicle. And the consciousness of the body is altered. You, as the creators in form, will do this in the next 7 years. Now, let's talk about conscious awareness, being very, very aware of thoughts that you think and the emotions that you use. You must create sovereignty in that mental emotional body, because it was very fragmented. It was a fragmented expression of humans in third and fourth dimensions. So as you create that unified expression within your body, you also create it in your mental emotional bodies, and you are very aware and alert to the thoughts that you choose to think on a consistent basis and the emotions that you will use to manifest in form. This is very important for you to recognize, because as you place your attention on these attention points in your consciousness to bring your consciousness into that Christed imaging, it is through those attention points that the body will follow you. The body follows your consciousness into those attention points, and this facilitates and helps the body come into a different state of consciousness itself, into a more fifth-dimensional state where there is unification within the cellular system, within the neurology of the body, and the physiology of the body. And this includes every organ that produces hormones and chemical balances within the body. As you are able to transform the density into a unified expression of light, all of the organs begin to work in a unified expression. This is how you will not only maintain a fifth-dimensional state of consciousness, but you will access sixth and seventh dimensions of consciousness consistently. When you create from that level, you truly become a multidimensional creator of light. Now, the second part of the equation here, dear ones, is Earth itself. That matrix is within the heart of Mother Earth. And it, through your ability to transmit that light and share it with the elemental communities within the Earth then begins to awaken, just as you have begun to awaken. And the elemental community begins to create an environment that is very unified and supports you as creators in form, because your body comes from the elements of the earth. So it's very important that you have this unified resonance with earth, so that the environment is conducive to you as humans to create in form that Christed imaging, that divine image that you were created in the very moment that source breath entered your spirit. So this auspicious day is a celebration of everything that you have done to contribute to the resurrection of the Christed matrix and the resurrection of a Christed planet. Now, what can you expect in this next 7-year sequence of time? You have done much. If you will just consider where you were in your state of consciousness, in the functioning of your body in 2011, and where you are at this very moment, all of the things, consider all of the things that you have altered, all of the things you've changed your mind about, the way in which you use your emotions, the way that you hold a consistent thought based in love. You will begin to see what you have accomplished in 7 short years. What is possible in the next 7 years is also up to you. The potential is magnificent. The body will change. There will be more unity within it. Health and well-being will be restored on many levels. Even those who are not present with us tonight, who are not part of an awakened community, do you realize by being present, by being conscious about the things that I am talking to you about, that another great seeding, S-E-E-D-I-N-G, is taking place at this very moment. Seeds are being planted into the consciousness of all humanity, even those who are deep asleep. Those seeds are planted within their hearts, their sacred hearts, just as they were planted within yours back in 2011. They may not manifest this year. They may not manifest next year. But they will take root, because you are capable of holding and transmitting a frequency of light that was never available on planet Earth previously because of everything that has been evolving for the past 7 years. In the next 7 years, many more humans will awaken and come on board and begin to change their mind. All of the things that you have changed will be very easily changed and manifested within them because you have created the pathway for that change. Congratulate yourself. Love yourself. You have done a magnificent job. You are so diligent in your duties, and you will continue to be so. Not only will these individuals begin to wake up one by one in greater frequency and greater numbers, what about these new souls coming in to bodies at this time? Do you realize that since 2012, all of the children born into human form enter in with a consciousness of fifth dimension? And because you are working to change the way in which the physical body functions, the consciousness of that body, bringing unity, coherence in that function, these children will be able to navigate Earth in a whole different frequency range. They will not have to go through the trials and tribulations that you did, because they not only come in as a fifth dimensional state of consciousness, but they are very capable of using sixth and seventh dimensional states of consciousness. They will be the change makers in the future. There is still much for you to do. Don't rush it. Have no expectations of yourself. Stay present in the moment. Be present. Be conscious. In the times that you miss the mark, that you slip a little, don't judge yourself harshly. Just realize that you have an opportunity to make changes. Every year, beginning in 2019, for the next 7 years, the ability that you now hold will be expanded tenfold in those 7 years. You can't even imagine the state of consciousness that you'll be sitting in 7 years from 2019. So my suggestion to you, beloveds, is this. Stay in the present moment. Always. Don't look to the future. The past is gone. Let it be. Let it move out of your field. Stay in that present moment. There is no rush. This process has been going on for eons in your time. open your heart always to the love that is there for you and the love that you are able to give without limit. And every day, do the best you can to stay conscious. Now, this love, this element of love, is the fifth element. And that has begun to come online. That is a seventh dimensional frequency range. And it is just beginning to come online. It's up to you to hold that in your heart center and to use it as best you can. And as you enter into 2019, take it day by day, allowing it to grow and manifest in your life. You also were given an opening into that sixth dimensional state of consciousness, which is all about the shifts and changes in the electromagnetic field of Earth, as well as the electromagnetic field of your body. You are now capable of drawing to yourself the love and Christed energy in great amounts. These shifts and changes in the magnetics provide for you the ability to use the 10th ray of creation, which is all about magnetics, which is drawing source energy, Christed energy, to you, so that your likeness and the likeness of source are the same. Like drawing to like. So as you enter 2019, keep in mind the importance of your Sacred Heart consciousness. Visit there often. And watch as you enter that sixth and seventh dimensional frequency range from time to time. It won't be consistent yet. It takes a little practice, a growth in the state of consciousness, alterations of the body. So from this moment on till the end of the year, allow all of those things that do not serve you to drop away. And be observant of all the changes that you have made and the magnificent light that you are capable of transmitting. This is not about evangelizing, talking about, lecturing. This is about being the energy, transmitting it consistently through the heart. So as you begin 2019, January 1st, 2019, recognize the opportunities that lie before you, month by month, not just in 2019, but for the next 7 years. So that when we meet again to celebrate the 7-year anniversary of the seeding of the 5th, 6th, and 7th dimensional states of consciousness, we will again discuss the magnificent alterations that you have created, and the brilliance of your light will shine in ways that you had never dreamed of. So before I close, I would like you to sit with me for one moment in this beautiful Christed light that has been directed by the creative realms into this gathering this evening, and recognize yourself as a Christed being of light, golden rich light. You are a Christed being of light. And within your form, there is a sacred heart center that is beaming brightly, luminous center within the center of your body, and it carries that Christ consciousness. It's always within you, and it reflects to you your Christed nature through the Christed matrix, because that too is within your sacred heart consciousness. See the beautiful luminous pink that is emanating from the center of your being. The unity that you feel within you, and the love, oh, that beautiful love. The heart is open, wide, transmitting a radiance that you have never been able to transmit previously. You have gathered here this evening with me to create such an expression. And you will continue to create such expressions as you navigate through this next year, day by day, month by month. This is a joyous occasion, and I am very honored to have been here with you, speaking to you. And most of all, giving to you, from my heart to your heart, the love. For we are unified in our expression as images of the divine. Blessings, beloveds, blessings.
thanks and blessings. So please join me as I recite Master Katumi's prayer, embedded with the beauty of the awakening light packets that he is embedded within the prayer for us as we receive them and transmit them into the world. I am light. I am light, glowing light, radiating light, intensified light. God consumes my darkness, transmuting it into light. This day I am a focus of the central sun. Flowing through me is a crystal river, a living fountain of light that can never be qualified by human thought and feeling. I am an outpost of the divine. Such darkness as has used me is swallowed up by the mighty river of light, which I am. I am, I am, I am light. I live, I live, I live in light. I am light's fullest dimension. I am light's purest intention. I am light, light, light. Flooding the world everywhere I move. Blessing, strengthening, and conveying the purpose of the kingdom of heaven.
Thank you, Jana, for your help this evening, and also we want to thank Master Kathumi for helping us out, and all you for attending. One little note, this recording, the recording of this session, will be posted on our website within the next day or two if you would like to replay it again. So thank you all. Have a blessed evening, and peace.
Good night, all.
Good night.